And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had greaves of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. We are faced with great challenges in this life. We're faced with giants, loud, obnoxious, annoying, insulting problems. We scratch our heads and wonder how we'll defeat these giants. We worry and fret. We consider how large our problems are and how tiny, how small, how insignificant we feel. We face Goliath challenges in this life. Goliath fears, Goliath concerns, Goliath hurdles, Goliath obstacle courses, Goliath trials and tribulations, Goliath disasters. And we look at ourselves and we look and feel so very puny. And we wonder, how are we going to get past, around, through, between the legs of these giant Goliath problems? We face money problems, don't we, Peggy? Amen. Yes. We face family problems. We face government problems. We face the IRS. That's a Goliath problem. Amen. We face the fear of failing health. We face the unknown of death. We face the cares and concerns of family and friends. We face the unknown of the future, wondering where we're going to get a job and how we're going to make money and how we're going to eventually earn enough to retire. And amen. Will we ever get to retire? Amen. We look in our sinks and we see more hair than on our heads. And the hair that's on our heads is turning grayer and grayer and grayer. Amen. We feel our joints and they hurt. Amen. We listen and we can't hear because our hearing is going deaf. Huh? We can't see because our eyes are getting bad and we don't want to wear these glasses because they make us look old. Amen. I'm trying to get y'all alive here. We feel our waistline, and thank God this isn't true for me. Jim, stand up. I got to use Jim again. Stand up. We feel our waistline, and we're getting larger.
That felt good.
Amen. We go to the gas pump, and we look at the numbers, and we go, oh, oh me, oh my. Amen. We wonder how we're gonna make ends meet from day to day and week to week and minute to minute. And we wonder how we're gonna get by and through and around all of these Goliath problems that face us. I watch my dad go to dialysis 3 times a week. I watch Peggy go to chemotherapy every week. I watch some of my people go through health problems that make what I face look minuscule by comparison. And I wonder how any of us can ever make it through the trials and tribulations, the difficulties, the hurdles, the obstacle courses of this life, the Goliath problems that confront us are beyond our ability to combat. We face giants, my friends. Giants of pain, giants of fear, giants of the unknown, giants of age and ill health, giants of poverty, giants of expense, giants that we cannot combat. And we wonder how we'll make it through. I'm sure that was what was facing the Israelites as they watched as the Philistines sent out their greatest warrior, Goliath of Gath, a super tall monster, and he comes out there, taller in fact than Chris Devine. Way taller than Chris Devine. And Chris is tall. If we were with the Philistines, would have trembled and wondered how we're going to get around, through, past this Goliath challenge. And he stood up there and taunts them. Send out your best champion. Send out the best that you've got, and we'll do battle. I'm sure they wondered where they would find a soldier to fight for them. We try to confront the problems with conventional means. We try to clothe ourselves in the weapons of this world. Doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, lawyers, friends, the government. We try to deal with the problems as best we can. We take out loans to make ends meet. We max out our credit cards to make ends meet and then wonder how we can pay the minimums. We go to doctors to seek medical care, and we should, and yet we wonder why finally in the end the doctor says, well, the problem is you're just getting old. We go to I heard an amen whispered out there, by the way. We go to psychologists and psychiatrists to try to get our minds and our emotions and our spirits straightened out, and we should go and seek help from those who are experts in those fields. And yet we wonder why in the end, finally, the doctor simply says, the psychiatrist, the psychologist simply says, you're messed up. Amen. We go to lawyers. Lawyers, that's the last thing we should go to. Amen. Lawyers are like nuclear weapons. The other side has them, so you've got to have them. But if one person uses them, they mess everything up. Can I get an amen? Amen. We go to the government. Oops, that's a really big mistake. We go to friends and discover, you know, friends have the same problems that we've got. Our friends have the same aches and pains, the same fears, the same concerns, the same worries, the same giants and Goliaths that we have, they have. But at least together, we're not standing alone. The good news is that even when we stand together and especially when we stand together with our friends in the body of Christ, especially when we stand together with our brothers and sisters in the Church of Jesus Christ, we don't stand alone, we stand with Jesus. Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried to walk in vain, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I can't walk in these, for I'm not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in his shepherd's bag, in the pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. He tried to be clothed in the armor of his day. He tried to be clothed with the weaponry of his day and time. He tried to do it the way the world says to do it. He tried to combat the Goliaths that faced him the way the world and the armies and the society said you were supposed to combat them. But it was too heavy for him. It was useless. It was worthless. So he took that which he knew, that which God had already given him, his staff, his intellect, 5 simple rocks, which he put in his shepherd's bag, and a sling. And he went out and drew near to the Philistines. When we draw near to the Philistines that we face, to the trials and tribulations that we face, to the problems and fears that we face, when we draw near to that, those Goliaths, those giants that confront us, are we going in the stuff of this world, or are we going in that which God has given us? The gifts of grace, the body of Christ, the means of grace. Are we going with that of the stuff of the world? Are we trying to combat that which faces us and confronts us with the stuff of this world? Or are we facing the Philistines, the Goliaths, with the grace of God? When we do, when we face the Philistines, the Goliaths, with the grace of God, don't expect the response to be a good one. The Philistine came on and drew near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." The world comes at us with its armaments, subpoenas and illness, debts and bills, the javelins, the spears, the swords of this world get thrown at us by the Goliaths. But we come, we are called to come, my friends, in the name of the Lord of hosts. We are called to confront the world with the very power that created the world, the Word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And when we come facing the world, facing the Goliaths of this life, in the name of the Lord of hosts, while the world would say we have much to fear, "I'm going to feed your flesh, the lions and the tigers and the bears, oh my!" Then we can respond. You may come at us with the stuff of this world, but we come at you with He who created this world. that deserves an amen. Amen. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hand. The battle is the Lord's. Say that with me. The battle is the Lord's. Again, the battle is the Lord's. When you are facing Goliaths of this life, when you are facing the giants of this world, the battle is the Lord's. When you are facing bills that you don't know how to pay, the battle is the Lord's. When you are facing illness that you don't know how to overcome, the battle is the Lord's. When you are facing fear, the battle is the Lord's. That, my friends, is good news. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is always the Lord's to win. If only we will respond in faith and step out in faith and face down the Goliaths of this life, the battle is the Lord's. When the Philistine drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand into his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell down on the ground. And David runs up to him and takes the sword out of his scabbard and chops off his head. The battle is the Lord's. But David had a job to do. David had a job to do. And so do we. He had to step out in faith. The battle was the Lord's. But he had to step out in faith. He had proclaimed his faith. He told the Philistine what he was going to do. He said, "Today I will defeat you. God, the Lord of hosts, will defeat you. And your flesh will be fed to the birds and the animals." He spoke his faith. Then he acted on his faith. He met Goliath in battle. And by God's grace, he was victorious. God was victorious. The battle was the Lord's. But little David had to act in faith. My friends, like David, we have a rock that will roll every giant out of our way. There's a wonderful song. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. You know that song. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. She knows it. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shoo, bop, shoo, bop, woo. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away. He rolls away more than just the blues of this life. He rolls away the Goliaths that face us. He rolls away the giants that face us. There's a wonderful comedian from the 1960s named Brother Dave. And he had a joke about Little David being the creator of rock and roll. He said Little David was the creator of rock and roll because he took a rock and he rolled a giant. But the battle was the Lord's. And the battle is the Lord's today. the battle that you face is the Lord's battle today. If only we will step out in faith like little David. If only we will step out in faith and place our hand on the rock, the solid rock, Jesus Christ our Lord, and act in faith. The battle is the Lord's today. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Philistine? To meet the Goliath of your life? The giants that confront you? Are you ready to lay hand upon the Word of God, the rock, our Savior Jesus, and strike down the Goliaths that face you? I know I am. Well, if you are, then step out in faith. Place your life on the line. And that's very simple. It means simply acting and behaving as if what God's Word says is true. And it is. That you are not alone. That just as the Creator of the world, the Lord of hosts, was with David as he confronted Goliath, so also the Creator of the world, the Lord of hosts, is with you when you face the Goliaths of your life. When you face the giants that confront you, the Lord stands at your side. The Lord has the battle. It's His. He's already won it. All we have to do is step out in faith. Claim that victory in Jesus. And the Lord's victory, the Lord's celebration is ours to partake in. Feed on the Holy Word of God to strengthen your faith. Feed in prayer upon the grace of Jesus to strengthen your faith. Partake of all the means of grace to strengthen and empower your faith so that when you face the Goliaths of your life, when you face the giants that confront you, you can step out in faith, meet Him in battle, and the battle will be the Lord.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.